second day of Av, Beis Av, the Tanya for today, is in Igeres HaTshuva, and it's at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12. It's on Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 386. In the earlier chapter, in chapter 11, the Alter Rebbe said that the reason the Torah suggests that a sin remains always before me, in other words, that a person who committed a sin always has the sin before him, is not a reason to be sad or to be discouraged, but before me means opposite me, at a distance from me. So it's not within me, because the tshuva removes the sin, takes away the sin. So the sin is no longer within me. It is before me in that it is useful to remind me of the fact that I am not perfect, and therefore I will not be arrogant, but will accept people more readily, knowing that I too am imperfect. And secondly, it'll actually increase the joy. Instead of bringing sadness, it'll increase the joy, because it makes it easier for the person to accept the painful things that happen in the course of life. And now the Alter Rebbe wants to explain that further. Perek Yud Beis. V'tam ha-simcha b'yisurei ha-guf. And the reason that the person will have joy, even though he is suffering, even though he's experiencing pain, is lefi shehiteiv agdeila v'atzumo l'nefesh hachitas. Because this pain that the person feels is a great benefit. Alter Rebbe uses two expressions, gdeila v'atzumo, great and immense and intense. One is describing the quality of good, and the other the quantity of good. So it's good, both in quantity and quality, for the soul. L'marko be'elam hazeh, to cleanse it in this world. U'lahatzilo, and to save it, the nefesh. Mehamiruk begehenim, from cleansing in the world to come. And befrat b'deiri seinu eile, particularly for our generation, she'ein b'yicheles lehisanis, kifi misper kol hatzeimei shebitikunei tshuva meharizal, when we are incapable because of our health. We're incapable of fasting the number of fasts that are necessary or prescribed in the writings of the Arizal. Hatzricheis l'miruk hanefesh, those that are necessary for the purification of the soul, not for tshuva, as he said earlier. Because tshuva means the return to God, not the suffering, not the pain. The pain is there to purify the neshama, lehatzila, in order to save it, memiruk begehenem, from needing to be cleansed in Gehenem. U'kameshekosef haramban zal b'hagdomo l'pirish iev. And as the Ramban writes in his introduction to his commentary on Iev, on Job, sha'afilu yisurim shel Iev ayin shano, that even the suffering of Iev, for 70 years worth of it, 70 years worth of suffering, the pain of Iev, ein lohem erech klal, do not begin to compare li yisurei hanefesh or achas b'gehenem. They don't compare. 70 years of suffering like Iev do not begin to compare to an hour of suffering for the soul when it is in Gehenna. Ki eish echad mishishim, because fire, physical fire, is a 60th of the pain in Gehenna. And that's partially because, as he says, the fire of Gehenna, the pain of Gehenna is 60 times stronger than fire on earth, but also because the nefesh is much more sensitive than the body. So the body's sensitivity to pain is only 1/60th of the nefesh's sensitivity to pain. So the discomfort of the nefesh is far greater than the discomfort of the body. So that even 70 years of suffering like Iev does not compare to 1 hour of suffering in Gehenna. Elol fi she'olam chesed yibonah, but because this world was created with kindness, and therefore it is judged with kindness, will be yisud in kalim be'elam hazeh, therefore, with slight discomfort and pain in this world, nitzel midinim koshim shel elam haba, we are saved from severe from the severity of the world to come. It says, for example, that if you put your hand in your pocket to take out a certain coin, and you bring out instead a different coin, and you have to reach back into your pocket to find the right coin, that discomfort, that frustration, takes the place of suffering or discomfort in Gehenna in the world to come. And the reason for that is because a Jew is a king or the son of a king, daughter of a king, and for a prince or for a princess, even the slightest discomfort is intolerable. For example, the moshel for it is the movement of the shadow on earth. When it moves tefach, it moves only a hand breadth. Lefi hiluch galgul hashemesh berakia alofim milim, etc. This one hand's breadth, this 5 or 6 inches that the shadow moves on earth, is caused by the sun moving in its orbit in heaven thousands of miles. So the little bit here on earth represents a great amount above in the heavens. So that a little bit of pain here takes the place of a lot of pain in heaven. And it is even more so, infinitely more so, in the case of heaven and earth, rather than sky and earth, that the little bit of movement here below takes the place of an intense and great movement above. And as is known from the writing of the Zohar, concerning the elevation of the higher worlds, that there is a great benefit that results in the higher worlds, as a result of some effort or some initiative here below. As for example, Bahakrovas Efechad ben Yena Etur Agavam Zbeyach Ekemetz Mincha. When a person brings a carbon, a sacrifice, of one bird, a dove or a pigeon, or a handful of flour to the Mizbeyach, that causes a great stir in heaven, to the point where it can even change God's feelings towards the world. As it says concerning Noach, that when Noach came out of the ark, he offered up a sacrifice, and then God's feeling towards earth changed radically from wanting to destroy it because people were bad, people were evil from birth. God brought out the rainbow and promised never to destroy the world because people are evil from birth. And it's not really their fault. So the sacrifice brought about an incredible change in the heavens, in the divine feelings. And this is not only true of a korban, but it's true of every mitzvah, of every active mitzvah, that a little bit of movement in the physical shakes the heavens. The Pasuk says, you should make yourself holy and you will be holy. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, that when a person sanctifies himself a little bit here below, and the Rebbe points out that it's a little bit and it's here below. So again, it is a little bit in quantity and it's here below, so it's a little bit of sanctity qualitatively, because it's here below. And yet, as a result of this effort here below, Mikachin Ese Harbe Milmailo, he is sanctified greatly from above. So with a little bit of sanctity here, you bring about great amounts of sanctity above. And as we wrote earlier in Egedas HaTshuva, that the meaning of the bracha Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah, of what is this holiness that comes from a mitzvah? It is b'china seviv kol almim. It is a level of holiness that is God's holiness. The holiness that is too big to fill the world, and instead it surrounds the world, it encompasses the world, it is seviv kol almim. So now getting back to the reward and punishment, or to the suffering, that a little bit of suffering replaces, a little bit of suffering here on earth replaces a great amount of suffering above, and the same is true also with the mitzvah, that a little mitzvah here below brings a great mitzvah above. As the Gemara says, schar mitzvah mitzvah, that the reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. In other words, the reward for doing a mitzvah is not what happens in Gan Eden, where the soul begins sits in the presence of the Shechina and enjoys that presence. That's not yet the full reward for the mitzvah. The real reward of the mitzvah is when Mashiach comes, and that which a mitzvah is revealed to us. And that's the degree of mitzvah, the level of mitzvah, concerning which it says that 1 hour of mitzvahs on earth is better than all the time in heaven. Because the mitzvah itself is higher than heaven. It surrounds all the worlds. The knowledge is simple to understand, and those with intelligence will find the goodness in the subject, in the matter. And with this, we conclude the Igeres HaTshuva, in which the Alter Rebbe basically states the essence of tshuva and shows how it is not beyond our grasp, but is very close to every person to do the full measure of tshuva. The Hayem Yem for the second day of Av, Beis Menachem Av, says, Heiro l'rabim, an instruction for everybody, is that we start putting on tefillin 2 months before the bar mitzvah. At first, without making a bracha, but then after a certain number of weeks, we start putting on tefillin with the bracha.